This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show last month in November. We're talking about no other than Halbert Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, and you can find them under the ticker symbol HALB. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Bill Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Always a pleasure.
You know, today you put out a new press release. Just briefly, what is that about, and bring us up to speed on it.
Well, Everett, we've been working with Arizona State University. By the way, ranked number one 7 years in a row, I think it is, by U.S. News and World Report. We've developed antibodies against COVID-19. We're actually working on, have been working, and in our primary technology is an extracorporeal treatment of all diseases, whether neurologic or bloodborne. And that is the reason, of course, is you can use stronger medication outside of the body, and you also have zero side effects. But at any rate, we decided to apply that technology to COVID-19. Now, developed antibodies, patent pending antibodies with ASU, and we started testing our antibodies. We have two regular antibodies against COVID-19, and we have a patent pending fluorescent antibody, the only one to our knowledge in the world. But at any rate, our regular antibodies, we decided to test how strong they were. And there's a series of tests that are undergone in the laboratory where they use epithelial cells from green monkeys. And these are epithelial cells are literally surface cells dealing with circulation and the lungs and the heart, etc. And it simulates human beings, by the way. At any rate, we tested the coronavirus against these simulated human cells. Then we tested our antibody and how strong it was relative to eliminating the coronavirus. There's a protocol that says you wait for 36 hours and see whether or not you were able to eliminate the coronavirus from these simulated human cells. And by God, ours not. We didn't have to wait 36 hours. That all of the coronavirus from these simulated human cells was gone in 24 hours. So we think we've got an extremely strong coronavirus antibody, and we're going to test our remaining antibodies, and also we're going to use our fluorescent antibody on a diagnostic test. It's going to be more accurate than we believe conventional ones, and of course more accurate and faster.
Well, let me ask you this: What other new developments have come out of the work since you started with ASU?
Well, the work has been primarily focused on coronavirus, but another thing we're working on related to coronavirus is the use of radio frequency waves to eliminate the conjoined antibodies and antigens. Now, antigens, for the audience that may not be technical, antigens are the bad stuff, and antibodies, of course, are the good stuff. And antibodies are attracted to and join with the antigens. And how are they eliminated from the blood? Well, we have a patent pending development that we're beginning work on, frankly, that grew out of related work that's been done elsewhere in the industry, but not applied to coronavirus. And we're taking a good look at that on coronavirus. Now, viruses are extremely difficult to work with in this regard, in that they're so much smaller. They're a trillion times smaller than, shall we say, some of the more common bacterial antibodies, or I'm sorry, antigens. At any rate, we're taking a good look at that. By the way, we have two issued patents on extracorporeal treatment. We have another patent on a drug that, frankly, can be applied to anti-addiction patches, and we have six provisional patents, which we filed in the last 2 months. So we're very, very, very active in developing new technologies.
Well, let me ask you this. Why have you chose to emphasize more of continuing on the diagnostic side than the therapeutic side?
Well, frankly, we're a small company. To get into therapeutics,
right,
or blockages, preventatives, you're frankly talking about an enormous sum of money and possibly years of FDA certification and testing. In the testing arena, it's much faster and much less expensive. And a small company like us, in order to be successful, we have to go and focus where the big guys aren't. And in so doing, we think we've got, with superior technology, which at a much lower cost, might I add, we believe that we're going to become attractive to the big guys in terms of they're going to want a piece of this action. And, of course, we're willing to consider that.
Are you going to put out some sort of coronavirus test here in the near future?
We plan to have that in the very near future. We're working on it. We're doing a series of tests right now where we have to do gradients, not only to test how strong. We know that we have very, very strong antibodies, but we have to do some gradient testing so that we can put them on a curve and then compare them to what's out there. And if we show that we have a superior product, particularly with this fluorescent antibody, we believe that our antibody can be used in combination with other antibody drugs by Big Pharma to make them even more effective. We believe, frankly, in the diagnostic test arena, there's an enormous problem. There's false positives.
And right.
We believe, frankly, that and also the time involved. The invasive tests, nasal swabs, very invasive, and frankly, they hurt and take too long to get true results. We're working on much faster testing and much. That's what we're trying to do, Everett.
You know, Bill, you alluded a little bit earlier about the therapeutics, and I want to go back to that again. Is there a possibility you could bring in a JV partner?
Frankly, that's been our strategy all along, is that we realize that we can best bring things to bear faster than Big Pharma at a much lower cost. And frankly, that's why we have so many patent applications in such a brief period of time. We're trolling, frankly, for Big Pharma. And when we make a connection, we're going to license the technology. Actually could be a joint venture, could be licensing, could be sale. At any rate, then we can invest in working on other applications. You see, we believe that there's frankly a life after COVID-19. That's why our extracorporeal technology, in combination with this radio frequency thing, we can handle any disease, whether it's bloodborne or whether it's cerebral spinal fluid and neurologic. We believe that, frankly, that's where the next focus is going to be. Also on our anti-addiction patch. We're keeping that alive very much so as well. Meanwhile, we're not taking our eye off the ball. Number one is still right now COVID-19.
Bill, you've been with the company less than a year as the new CEO and chairman. That being said, what is your strategy going forward, and what is your time frame of making something happen with this company?
Frankly, Everett, we're trying to do it within a year. We see the first step being probably joint venture or licensing. We've had discussions with other people, and people keep saying to me, well, you've had discussions. What's happening? Well, these things have to be done right. If you can't do them right, there's no sense doing them at all. We've had opportunities that, frankly, I've walked away from. Why? Because they weren't in the best interest of the company or our stockholders. We see a real bright future if we handle this thing right. Don't be in a hurry. Do it right or don't do it at all. My father always taught me, and that's what interests, and we're actively looking.
Bill, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. That's about what we have left. What is your message to my listeners and your stockholders?
The message to the stockholders is this. We have an experienced team. We have a great team of people. My God, our chief technical officer, Dr. Patricio Reyes, is the chief medical officer with the NFL Retired Players Association. We have Carl Eller as a consultant, and the PTSD is certainly something we're considering with the NFL. We're looking at, we have a team from Brazil. We have a pharmaceutical executive who owns his own company, and a doctor with access to hospitals in Brazil. We have hospital people, too, doctors in this country with access to senior care facilities and hospitals. Dr. Felder is one of the most consultant of the company, is one of the most prolific inventors. He has 21 issued patents and God knows how many provisionals that are have been applied. And so anyway, we're a great company. We're experienced, and we've been at this for some years, and we're going to be successful.
Bill Hartman's been my guest today. He is the CEO and chairman of Halbert Corp. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol H-A-L-B-O-L. Bill, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Happy holidays. If I don't see you before the end of the year, hopefully you'll come back on in January and give us an update.
Thank you, Everett. Merry Christmas to you. I use the term Merry Christmas because that's the season, number one. Number two, every time we've been on your show, we get a good boost in our stock, and we're looking forward to that continuing. And always the best. Best to you and your family.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.